the battle at hand. I wanted you to know that I was on a mission when I saw you, and that I was a warrior and you were just a helpless victim that couldn't fight my weaponry, that wouldn't fight my weaponry. I would come into town and pillage and rape, and rape and pillage, depending on how you put it. And rape is such a harsh word, you know, entirely inappropriate for this, because I made sure that you wanted me before it was all over. Because I have a knack for doing that when I fight my battles. This is how I care to think of you. I was on a conquest, and I came fully equipped with ammunition. I had a bayonet, I had a rifle with rounds of bullets on a chain thrown over my shoulder. I had a .22 caliber magazine-loaded handgun. I didn't even need to use the hand grenade or the tear gas. Even before I started using my tongue as a weapon with a kiss, I used it as a weapon with words, and I knew I had won you over from the start. You looked at me when I spoke, and I think you might have actually wanted to listen to me. And I would never have to resort to violence to get what I wanted from you. We seldom had opportunities before, and there wasn't much of an opportunity here, but we made one, and we somehow made it work. And no, it was not a momentous moment in my life. It was just a moment, a conquest, a battle. And in my own mind, I won the war. But you still think I'm beautiful? And did I create a little monster in you? Now I'm going to have to rearm myself and use my stockade of weapons to push you away. That must be the cost of winning battles all the time, I guess. You were just a conquest for me, a battle won. People thought we would never get along, but I know better. I know there is no such thing as not getting along with me, and I know I can make anyone like me, as I did with you. You are easy prey, you know.